Hello? Yeah, right. Here's some more information on the caravan from the voice itself. Please go ahead.
Yes, we would like to call on everybody here in the camp to take note of the caravan tour, which is going to begin in August. The call is mainly on the motto that is, asylum is a human right. We are here because you destroy our land. We refugees, in unity with migrants and with all persons rejecting racism and for human progress, call on you to join the Caravan Tour 2002, August 17th in Bremen to September 21st in Berlin. During the decisive phase of the general election in Germany, which will mainly be fought out to the detriment of the refugees, we will tour the Federal Republic just as we did in 1998. Up to the eve of election day, the caravan tour for the rights of refugees and immigrants will have stopped over at more than 25 cities, towns, and refugee camps in all parts of Germany. Our aim to strengthen the cooperation with progressive forces, intensify the cooperation between refugee organizations, and to support the struggles of the refugees. Already, since the first drastic change of the right of asylum in 1993, less than 4% of all applicants are recognized, while 95% and more are rejected yearly. More than 50,000 people are deported every year. Deportation is the sharpest expression of the state racism. Asylum applicants are segregated and isolated from German society. Many camps and hotels are situated in remote wooded areas or on the outskirts of the small villages. The residential restriction of the so-called resident fleets forbids us to leave the local districts. On the one hand, the state attempts to make us invisible as human beings. On the other hand, we are publicly depicted as a threat. With the Caravan Tour 2002, we will step into the public and overcome our isolation. We are fighting against the criminal practice of deportation and the new policy of detention camps, the horrible condition for us refugees in Germany, and racist persecution, racist propaganda in the media and from politicians. We are fighting for our fight for our right as refugees and migrants, for those we left behind in our home countries, against war and destruction of our countries. We will not stand idly by and watch as the right of refugee is swept away by those who have no respect for human rights. Join the caravan for a strong solidarity movement for our rights, against human alienation, against the destruction of social relationship. Asylum is a human right. With the new immigration law, the offensive against us refugees has been further intensified and the last rest of the rights to asylum in this country abolished. German economic interests are the only criteria to decide who is wanted here and who is not. The social exclusions and isolations and the criminal deportation practice will increase. Employment prohibition, further reduction of social assistance, and an increased limitation of free movement are just a few points of this law, which will be used to deny us any perspectives. We are here because you destroy our land. Many of our country possess enormous wealth from which the people, however, do not benefit. The majority of the people live in absolute misery and suffer from poverty, hunger, persecution, and war. This is caused by corrupt allies in our countries who only serve their own interests. This is caused by the Western multinational countries who exploit our countries while refusing to make appropriate payment. This is caused by Western government who, in cooperation with the government in our country, prevent any progressive, socially and economically just development. This is caused by the imperialist countries who push through their interests in a military way, continuing devastation and destruction of our countries. After September 2001, as the imperialist war against terrorism makes inroad into Africa, Asia and Middle East and in Latin America, we see human lives in our various homes, countries becoming increasingly worthless. Repressive regimes all over the world are using the U.S.-led war to silence critical voices at home. Powerful states like Britain and Germany are following the U.S. with their armed forces into the heart of our countries in an effort not to lose out as the last resources of the world are distributed. This new war has no respect for the sanctity of the lives of the most oppressed people, nor for human rights in the poorest countries in the world. As we fled our countries, our various countries, to seek safety in a foreign land, our heart remained with our beloved ones who are at the center of the hard and daily struggle to liberate our people. We will never for a second overlook, let alone forget, the unspeakable suffering, torture, death, which are direct result of the war and dictatorship perpetuated and supported by the Western power. From the war in Afghanistan to Plan Colombia, the endless war in the Middle East, the violation of human rights and people's struggle in Iran, Turkey, Kurdistan, Peru, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Cameroon, Nigeria, Togo, and many countries more, the end result is refuge. War creates refugees. Refugees do not create war. We don't have a choice but to unite with refugees from all nations, culture, and languages, and to fight for our right here and for our countries. Anyone not rejecting injustice today perpetuates injustice and probably will be the victim tomorrow. For further information, please get some information from the posters from the main hall. Thank you. Also
on the internet, World Wide Web, humanrights.de /caravan, written with a C, /index.de.html. The tour starts in Bremen on the 17th of August and ends on 21st of September with a big demo in Berlin. Please come all.